Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We are joined by Colonel Joe Martin, United States Army retired, a longtime member of the Army's Special Forces. He is a distinguished military officer who has a great number of accomplishments to his credit during his time in the Army, and I can't do justice to it and leave time to to talk to him about the subject at hand. But among other things, in the course of his 26 years of active duty, he was responsible for establishing the Special Operations Preparation Course, which was designed to ensure that people coming in off the street were ready for their Special Forces assessment and selection. He is also the author of a book on the subject, Get Selected, How to Successfully Complete Assessment and Selection for the Special Forces. Joe Martin, it's so good to have you with us. Welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
Joe, you have a lot of experience with the Kennedy School, where you were, among others, a member of the faculty. There is a report that was published by SOFREP, a blog that serves the special operators community, written by somebody who seems to have a lot of knowledge about what's going on at that school at the moment, in particular with respect to the training curriculum for those coming into the Special Forces in the Army, that suggests that there's some serious problems with what's being done with respect to the standards that folks like you were expected to meet. What is going on here, Joe, and how significant a problem do you think it represents?
Thanks for having me on, Frank. I appreciate the opportunity. It is an interesting and an explosive allegation. I've read through it. It's clear that whoever the author is currently serving as an instructor at the Special Warfare Center and School, probably within the training group itself, which is responsible for the Special Forces Qualification Course and producing Green Berets, quite frankly, that our operational military force needs right now. It's a mighty fine slice of ham that only has one side. I'm convinced there's two sides to the story. It is clear by the length and depth of the letter itself and all the allegations that this is one of the strengths of the Special Forces Regiment. Our instructors, Green Berets, are smart, and they care about the quality of the soldier that they produce. If they didn't, you wouldn't see an instructor taking his own time to put something like this together.
And potentially putting his career on the line if he's found out and punished for it, no?
Potentially, yes. Full disclosure, I worked with Major General Linder at one point when he was the deputy commander of the training group. I worked with Major General Sontag when he was my battalion commander and I was a company commander. And I worked with Colonel Mike Kornberger on the joint staff. So I know many of the people who are being accused of reducing the standards here. But the extensive nature of the specifics in the letter that he wrote make it worthy of an investigation, not into who wrote it, but rather what are the specific incidents and why they happened.
And Joe, as you see it, why is it happening? What is this officer warning about? Is it that women are being brought in and the standards have to be reduced in order to ensure that they pass? Is it that we're not recruiting high enough quality recruits anymore, that they're not fit or in other ways unsuited for the rigorous demands of the Special Forces? And as a guy who, you know, has spent a lot of time in not only meeting those standards, but also helping others understand why they're important, can we safely dumb them down and not, you know, reap the whirlwind in terms of people who just aren't up to the jobs they're going to be assigned?
Well, you're right. There is a concern if the standards were to be lowered. But the Special Forces in particular prides itself on a constantly evolving course. And so some of the things that were complained about in the letter, as an example, when is graduation within the course, the pipeline, shows that the instructor is a little bit younger and wasn't aware that things changed throughout the time. So when I came through the qualification course, you know, the Q course itself was 6 months long, and at the end of it, you got your Green Beret, and then you went to language school, and then you went to survival school, and then you went to group. And so at some point later on, they decided we would do the Special Forces graduation after language school. So that's when you got your Green Beret. Well, they moved it back to the end of the qualification course in front of language school. And so he said, oh, this is awful. This is a massive change. It's just things going back to the way that they were long before this instructor probably joined the Army. And so there are going to be evolutions like that.
But that doesn't result in reduction of standards, does it? That's just a sort of the training timeline.
Right. And that it doesn't. And so one of the things he complains about is a reduction in standards in this requirement to climb a rope wearing 25-pound vest. Well, you know, when I graduated the qualification course, that wasn't a requirement. So someone added that at some point, and now that has been moved to a different point in the course. Instead of at the beginning, it's at the end. So the standards, if they are in fact remain, then there's not a problem. The question becomes, you know, we have a very intense assessment and selection process. It's about 3 weeks. And most of the attrition is supposed to happen there, washing out people who are not physically fit or mentally strong enough to complete the training. But the graduate from a Special Forces Assessment Selection is someone who's physically fit and able to land, navigate, carry heavy weight for long distances. That doesn't necessarily mean that he has the mental capacity or the emotional stability to handle providing high-stress medical procedures under fire, right? So different standards. There should be some attrition throughout the Q course. If you can't do that, maybe you're not cut out to be a combat medic. You need to be a combat engineer or a special forces engineer. And that frequently will happen. People will change what their specialties are. But if there's no attrition happening after assessment and selection, that tells me that there's a problem. And so it's something that needs to be investigated. This is a good first start in General Sontag's response, but I look forward to reading a more thorough response to what the investigation is into the allegations and what's happened.
Let me just make sure I'm clear. So General Sontag is the commanding general of the Kennedy School at the moment. Is that right?
The Special Warfare Center and School, yes.
Okay. And so he is the guy responding to this call for an investigation of whether standards are being changed. And how did he respond, Joe Martin, to this call?
So he wrote, the original allegation was about 10 pages. He wrote about 2.5-page response to it and said that he's aware and he stands behind the quality of the graduates, that he would serve willingly with any of them. And that's one of the allegations is, hey, here's the problem. Officers are making decisions on the training standards, and the officers involved aren't going to be going to combat with any of these soldiers. They will serve underneath them, but they will not actually be getting shot at. We, the instructors, you know, from their perspective, as this instructor who wrote is probably an E7, maybe an E8, we'll go back into the operational groups and we'll go into combat and be shot at with these graduates. And so they have skin in the game, per se, is his argument. Whereas, you know, the officers do not necessarily.
Let me just put a fine point on this, Joe, and then we're going to have to wrap it up. This unnamed author warns, quote, "Shameless and immodest careerism has in no uncertain terms effectively destroyed our ability to assess, train, and prepare students, or to identify those students that pose very real risk to operational detachments. I cannot stress how systematic and severe the effects on the force will be if the standards recently implemented here in the Special Forces Qualification Course remain in place," unquote. Just give me, you know, 30 seconds in response to that, Joe. If beyond the point that it needs to be investigated, do you think it's possible that that's true?
Well, if the standards have been removed as alleged, then yes, that's a problem. So we have an instructor saying that the standards have been removed. We have General Sontag saying, no, they haven't. They've been changed or moved from point to point. And until we get to ground truth, I can't tell you the answer to that.
Okay. Well, we'll have to reserve judgment, too, with you, and we'll look forward to getting your further thoughts on it. Joe Martin, distinguished Special Forces alumnus of the Army and a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy. Thank you so much, Joe, for your time today and your great service to our country. Come back to us again soon. Next up, we will speak with Dan Perkins, another Army veteran, about a new book and about the Uranium One scandal. That and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.